How long have you been in the band?
I've been in the band 6 months, since January this year, actually.
And so you basically joined right before the recording of them?
Yeah, I joined exactly 2 weeks before the recordings, actually. The guys, me and Andy and Mickey, we knew each other since Sweden, you know, a long time ago, 10 years or something. So they phoned me up and told me about the situation. Michael Moon was kicked out of the band and Timmy left and so on, you know, and me and Hal, we played together at that time. So they also both, you know, joined the band.
Was most of the music already written?
Yeah, it was written, yeah. Actually, me and Hal was in the rehearsals, you know, just listening to the other guys. No, we didn't rehearse at all. We just went into the studio and did it, actually.
Have you done any vinyl recording with anybody else besides King?
Yeah, I've done one album with my old band called Geisha.
Did that have large distribution? Or?
No, it was like a small label called FM Revolver in England, and was like distributed in the whole Great Britain, but imported in other countries.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for 6 or 7 years or something.
What were some of your basic influences when you began?
My big influence is Leslie West, Ben Rhodes, Billy Gibbons.
Do you still find a lot of other musicians influence your music?
Yeah, I mean, when I want to get in a good mood, I listen to Yngwie Malmsteen. He's a great guitar player. He's excellent. And Randy Rhoads, of course, I still listen to him a lot. Even though it's only 3 albums or something you can listen to. But that's my influence.
So how do you like being on the road?
Hey, it's great. Yeah, it's great. So far, it's great. Yeah,
it seems like the tour's been going over well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going really well. I mean, we got a lot of new audience, I think. We sold out in, I think, most of the places we're playing right now, until now, so it's going great.
How long do you plan to stay on the road?
We plan to stay until late October, I think. And then we hopefully, I don't know how it's going with that, but I'll hopefully get a support tour with a big act.
Is there any acts in particular that you've been negotiating with?
Not really. At the moment, it's just 3 big acts going on the road when we finished our tour. And that's RC, ACDC, and what's it else? I can't remember. Three big acts.
The video you taped for the album has been going over really well.
Yeah.
It's been one of the most requested ones on Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, I know.
How did you decide to do that particular song?
It was the band and the record company. We decided to do it because it was like we thought it can't be too long for a video, you know. It has to be, you know, like interesting all the time. So, and Welcome Home is like real, the song that's most, I mean, get into your mind directly.
Where was that taped at?
In London. Yeah, outside London, a big mansion. They used the mansion actually for just shot some, you know, Ivanhoe all night movies, you know, like. And it was this video company in London who choose this mansion for us, actually. We went out there the day before and looked at it. It looks great. Like in 700th century old mansion.
When were the tracks for them recorded?
It was recorded in March. In the beginning of March, and through whole March and in April.
What studio were you guys in?
We were in called Midi Music Center in Copenhagen. We were the first band actually recording that studio because it was a totally new, brand new studio.